Ridgeview boys basketball coach, Dale Tokheim, to recap the 67-46 win over Newell Fonda. As coach of the second half, got a little chippy, both physically and verbally, but got to be pleased with the offensive production here this evening. Games like this have been a few and far between for you as of late.
Yeah, you know, real happy with the offensive effort, you know, and really just the effort all the way around. We talked about every rebound, every loose ball, and I told him, I said, we haven't had any in foul trouble in I don't know how long. And, well, we took care of that in the first half and got in foul trouble with, you know, I think four guys with two fouls, and they just made dumb decisions not going around people and trying to go over on rebounds. I told him, I said, every foul they called on the rebounds was right. We got to go around people. But I liked the aggressiveness, and then offensively, it was nice to just go inside, and they pounded it in where we had an advantage. And we actually got it inside, which we struggled getting it inside when guys were open. I thought we did a good job of that tonight. And then, of course, we kick it out, and, you know, we get some open threes because we go inside-outside. And I thought it was great ball movement tonight offensively and just good decisions. And the ball was falling for us a little bit tonight, whereas the last couple of games it hasn't. So, yeah, just real happy with the offensive flow and how we handled their pressure. I mean, Coach Shad does a great job. I mean, they're aggressive in your face, you know, hip check all day long, and they're just aggressive, and I love that about their program, and I thought we handled that well. But it did get a little chippy, and we need to correct our attitude a little bit on that, and we've addressed it, and we'll address it again, you know, on Monday.
Well, your aggressiveness certainly was showcased, going after loose balls, as you said, scrappy, really getting after it, and a lot of offensive rebounds, especially in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and we should have. You know, we're bigger than they are. We got a lot of guys that can jump. I mean, Jake Klegel can just jump out of the gym. I just thought there was aggressiveness and going after them, and we needed to do that. And that's the type of game we needed, and hopefully we can carry this over into the district tournaments, you know. Knowing that we've got to go after every loose ball. We've got to go after every rebound like it's ours because we don't shoot the ball the best. So you got to get second shots. And so I was just real happy with the effort and the offensive flow. And really, I thought we moved the ball and shared it really well today.
Well, you had nine guys score, and I gave Jackson Franken and Ezra Miller each a share of the player of the game. Jackson with 18 points all from the second quarter on, and had a big buzzer beater there at the end of the third quarter, which was a low-scoring quarter, to give you a lift of 14 going to the fourth. And Ezra Miller pounding away inside, a lot of and-one opportunities, as I mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the nice thing about Jackson's shot right before half is we always talk about late in the clock, if you don't know what to do, drive to the hole, and we talk about shooting the lost art of the mid-range jumper, and that's what that was. You know, he got a little separation, shot it. It was a great decision on his part. You know, I think Ezra Klegel had a nice little screen there. So, and then Ez just did a really good job of using his body and sealing, and a lot of people get upset at Ezra just because he's big, but a lot of those things aren't fouled. Like, he set clean screens, and their kids ran right into the middle of his chest, and he sat there, and I feel bad for their kids, but it's not a foul on Ezra. You know, when people get upset just because he's big, and he gets a lot of fouls called on him because he is big, but I thought he did a great job tonight of posting up, drop stepping, and taking care of the basic fundamental shots he needed to do.
You know, even guys off the bench, Austin Deegan early on had 9 points in the first half, a couple of threes, and then Logan Cuthrell sticking two from downtown in the fourth quarter. You need some of that if you're going to make a run here in tournament.
Absolutely, and we just keep talking about it all the time. Don't be afraid to shoot it. You know, if it's in the rhythm and it's in the flow of the offense, flow of transition, you catch and shoot it and don't think about it. And so I thought those guys did a good job of that. I was real happy with that, and we need to continue to do that and not be afraid of the moment and shoot the ball.
And before we let you go, I have a comment on your defense holding a Newell Fonda offense that has scored more than 70 points in three of the last four games to 46 here tonight. What do you say about the job you did on that end?
I'm always happy with our defense, to be honest with you. That's the one thing I think we do a good job of. And our 1-3-1 zone is tough, I think, if you're not used to it, if you don't see it, because we run a little bit different than a lot of people. And we're trying to slow people down and make them work to get shots. And our length, you know, Jake took him up on top. I mean, that's a tough thing, you know, trying to take that sideline pass away. And we got a lot of length. And these guys are young, and they're not real tall, so I think they struggled with that. But the biggest thing is everybody's got to know we can't allow drives. And I thought against them, they didn't drive. Even against Tulane Christian, they didn't drive against us until we went to a triangle and two. So just real happy with the defensive effort. We just need to keep that up.
Ridgeview wins their eighth triumph of the year, a 67-46 win over Newell Fonda. And next up, Monday, district game against a familiar foe in River Valley. We'll talk more in depth about that on Monday morning, Dale, as that game will be broadcast Monday. Both games of the doubleheader from Sioux Rapids on 97.5 KDVU. Coach, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate all the coverage you guys give us. You guys do a great job.
No problem, Dale. Thanks.